Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Everything Speaks. We're talking about the secret doctrine today. That's right. We're going through the secret doctrine. So now, how are we doing it? One of the scriptures, complete volume. I know you don't have copies, but those of you who I do have copies, you can follow me along. If you have questions or anything that you want to ask about what we're talking about, you'll be able to do so, okay? as I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on what you saw. By doing so, I'll be walking the path of your lightning level. I will get what I want. Okay. we're not going to waste any time. We're going to get right into it. We're going to go through some of the Bible things that's in the book. And I hope that those of you who are listening will be able to glean what we're saying from what we're saying. Okay. Now, in the Tyrannical Scriptures, complete volume, talking about the TCCA. We're going to the TCCA because the TCCA and society is part of the same hookup. You have to have a spiritual component to what we're doing. Now, in the society, we set up a trust so that we can give you things so that you'll be a part of the government that actually is trying to put money in your pocket rather than snatch money out. I mean, we got to know how to make money. So we're all going to work together at making this money and giving money back to ourselves for our beneficiaries, for the children, because everything is about the children. That's what it's all about, okay? Now, you are Elohim, becoming the Christ. That's why the Toronto Church of Christ is alive. Let's break that down for a minute, because they got things a little bit confused, okay? When we talk about alive, we're talking about the all. That's basically where we're going with this, all right? Because when we talk about, since we understand that we were not created, okay, you were made. Made out of what? The same substance that the universe is made out of. You were made out of source energy. That means you are part of everything that exists. And that's who you are. And the power that's coming through the universe actually flows through you. So this is what we're telling you. You're carrying power. You're carrying power as God. You're not carrying power as man. Why? Because as man, you limit your power. Place yourself under nature, and you should be under nature. You made nature, all right? So we're going to read some of the first steps to becoming a Christ, all right? Things you have to accept, all right? We're not talking about believe. We're talking about accepting. Whether you believe it or not, it's not going to change what we're telling you, okay? But all this part of your acceptance as becoming a Christ or becoming God, all right? Because that consciousness, that's what we call the consciousness that's coming from the incorporeal energy. It's called a Christ consciousness, okay? One is crystallized into oneness with source. Okay, that's what a Christ is. I am my Father or one. You have to become one with the Father. Well, not really Father. It could be Father, Mother. It could be Father, it could be Mother. Because the universe is both are yin and yang, okay? Not that one is good and one is bad, but they work together. Yin and yang work together to produce power, all right? So this is where we're at right now. Now, you must accept what John said, that Jesus said in John 14:12. And the King James Bible verse. Now, I know you noticed I said what John said that Jesus said, okay? Because, remember, Jesus didn't write nary word in his book, the Bible. Jesus didn't wrote nothing. And Jesus didn't get a chance to see what they were saying about him was right or wrong, or the explanation about what he said was right or wrong. He didn't get a chance to check that, okay? This is strictly coming from the gods who wrote the book. Okay, that's when it started Psalm 82. That's one of the keys. We're all gods, all right? And it confirms that throughout the book. But this is not what they want to talk about. You know, the cult masters, they're looking for slaves, okay? And every leader, I must say this again, every leader of somebody else is a slave master. They want you to be their slave. Follow me, you know, as if nobody knows where you're going but you. Nobody knows how to get to New York but you. Follow what I'm saying? So we have to begin rethinking our thoughts, okay? Now, it says here in John 14:12, in the King James Bible version, that's only read because he didn't really take the keys out. They changed some stuff in there, but they didn't take the keys out, all right? Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. All right? This is what the whole thing is about. Becoming or realigning yourself with source energy from what Yahshua called the Father. Okay? We're going to be laying this stuff out, and we're going to be going through this, because I pick certain passages to keep your vibratory frequency going towards your godhood as opposed to being a man or a woman. Okay? When I say God, I'm not talking about gender. I'm talking about that incorporeal energy that's inside. It could be male or female. A lot of you don't know that. That energy, the incorporeal energy, that what they call your spirit or your soul, it could be male or female. All right, this is what we're getting at, okay? So what does that mean? He that believeth on me. Now, certain words are what we call spells. Faith is a spell word, and believe is a spell word, okay? People ask me, what do you believe? I don't believe nothing. Either you know or you don't know. That's simple. You have to figure it out where it's not becoming a belief. But it's becoming something that you know, all right? So when you get around the belief word, see, that takes you into the cult mentality. You can believe stuff just because I'm not bad. That don't make it so, you know? You have to kind of like work things out to your advantage, work things out so that you can really see what we're talking about, okay? So that we're on page 20, all right? First step in becoming a Christ, that's what it's telling, right? And it's telling you that you must accept what John said, that Jesus said in the King James Version of the Bible, 14:12. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall you do. You have to deal with yourself in equality. All right, with Jesus. All right, now we've picked Jesus as our leader. All right, so that takes the bullseye off the backs of the followers, off the backs of the people in the society. Okay, because none of them are the leaders of the society. All right. There's a reason for that, and we'll get more into that as time goes on. Now, it says that you're going to do greater works than what Yahshua did. Can you do greater than what Yahshua did? Yes. Yes. If you realign yourself with source energy. See? You have to realize that you are a God with unlimited potential. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about accepting who you are, all right? And realizing that you're not indigenous to this little speck here that they call Earth, which we call Lamerica. I'm taking it back to the name that the ancients gave it, Lamerica. That's the name of the doggone planet. That's what they call the planet. They just took the L off and called it America, all right? But it was called Lamerica, and like Mars, it's all part of the same hookup. We'll get into a little bit more of that later too. But right now, we're just trying to introduce you to who you are. Your conscious energy, more than flesh. That's who you are. Right? You're not from this particular. You're from the Milky Way galaxy, but you're from. You're not really from the Milky Way galaxy. If you consider, once you go through the black hole, you're actually in an incorporeal dimension that would take you into another, that would literally take you into another galaxy. Okay? So you're not really from the galaxy, to be truthful, when we stop to think about it, right? So a lot of question of believing on Jesus, is a question of knowing that what he said is accurate, that you can do greater than whatever he did. See what I'm saying? They put him on a pedestal, but he didn't put himself on a pedestal. That's what they did. That's what the cult people do. They put somebody on a pedestal so that you can be less than and not equal to. Can you be greater than your creator? No, you can't. Right? But can you be greater than that which made you? Yes, you can, because you're made up out of the same stuff that they made up out of, right? When you're in your when your dad and your mom got together, you know, everything that they had, they put into making you, so that you can come out smarter, braver, stronger than what they are, all right? Because you're made from good stock, man, you know? You're made from two gods came together. Let us make men and women in our image. Two gods came together to make men and women in their image. But that's how you make men and women. You put create. You know, you got to take the spookiness out of them. All right. Now, so what you have to do is work your way towards the Father, which is source energy. All right. Now, once you begin thinking in terms of source energy, thinking in terms of that's what you're made of, that's who you are, thinking in terms of you having unlimited potential, right? You become, if you take the magnet and rub it against the nail becomes the magnet, right? The power that circumvents the universe, as you begin embracing yourself in this power, you become this power. This power flows through you all the time. You just have to begin to use it. Now, what evidence do we have that power flows through anything? Subspace, dark matter. Dark matter flows through everything in the universe. They just don't know how to use it yet. They're going to figure it out, you know what I mean, because of who they are. There's nothing that they can't do, okay, as God. Now, as man, they're limited to what they can do, all right? So this is some of the things that John, this is one of the things that John said that Yeshua said. You can do greater than where he was. You can be greater than where he was, because you're made up out of the same stuff that he was made up out of, all right? And you came into this planet the same way he came into this planet, from the goddess's womb. That's how he got here, you know? And now they try to make some question about whether or how he was made. But come on, the evidence is all around you. We're all made the same way. Okay? We take a substance from two parties, put them together, and pop, out comes the baby. And that's what's going on, okay? Now, there's a whole story about that. We'll get into that on Bible Day. You put that key on the story of Jesus, you come up with some amazing stuff, man, you know? That's on Bible Day. Today is not Bible Day. Bible Day is Sunday. So we're going to deal with that. Well, maybe we'll put that on a schedule for Sunday, you know? Who was Jesus' father, really? Okay? So we'll get into that, okay? Now, we're gonna be reading a few of these things. That's all that's on page 20. It's mostly Bible sayings and stuff like that there. And most of the sayings are designed to push you towards you being this Christ. Christ consciousness is who you are. That's a part of what you are. This Christ consciousness is actually your mind, all right? Not your brain, but your mind. Your mind is what's conscious. Okay, that's what's connected to your spirit. Your spirit have a conscious thought process there, and your brain have a thought process there. Okay? So when we're talking about you being in Christ, we're talking about you using your mind to its fullest capacity. And your mind reads your DNA. And everything is in that doggone DNA. I'm telling you, the DNA is amazing. That's why you need to have a DNA awakening. So people, do not put this Bible down. Learn how to read it, all right? All right, let's go to Galatians, quality and becoming a Christ. Okay, this is Galatians 3:24. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us into Christ, that we might be justified in faith. Now, y'all remember, faith is a star word, okay? Faith just means you had enough confidence in the person bringing the information to try it, okay? That's what faith means. You have enough confidence to try something. Somebody say, well, this doggone apple pie is so good. Well, you have enough faith in the person that's tasting an apple pie to try and taste the apple pie. Okay, that don't mean that you're going to like the apple pie, but you can try to taste it. Just because it's good to him, it don't mean it's good to you. You know what I'm saying? So faith will lead you to try something. But just because you have faith in it, if you don't like it, you don't like it. You know, it's just that simple. If the pie don't taste good, it just don't taste good. But you did have enough faith to try. You have enough faith to walk this, to walk with me on this journey. And I noticed that they walk with me on this journey, okay? Because I'm not trying to be your leader. You don't need a leader. You need to lead yourself. That's one thing about faith. See, faith, I'm telling you, you can lead yourself. So if you have faith in what I'm saying, you can try. Try being your own master. Try being your own boss. That's what's up, okay? Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us into Christ, that we might be justified in faith. Because you tried it, the law became your schoolmaster. See, those are the keys telling you what you're supposed to be following. You're supposed to be following the law. Where the law come from? You make up the law. See what I'm saying? So let it be written, so let it be done. If you write it down and proclaim this to be law, then that's what it is. You know, because of what? Because of who you are. You are a God. God makes up rules for himself, herself to live by. That's how law works, okay? Now, there's certain universal laws that that we don't actually change because of the result of us changing certain laws. Yes, be careful, because your ancestors put certain laws at work in the universe, and if you attempt to change some of those laws, it will throw things out of balance. Now, what can I change in the universe to throw things out of balance? Well, the law of the universe, right, is reap what you sow. That's the law of the universe, okay? Opposite, I mean, your action, reaction, okay? You're putting action forth, and you want the reaction to justify the action that you put forth. See? But that's a law. You know what I'm saying? You throw a ball against the wall. With enough force, the ball's going to come back to you. See what I'm saying? The reaction of the force that you put behind the ball, see what I'm saying? Based on what you want the ball to do, you can determine whether how the ball is going to come back to you. And it's the natural. Some things you don't have to think about, you know? When you're playing basketball, when you pick that basketball up and start bouncing it, you shoot the ball at the basket. You don't think mathematically. The wind, how much pressure that you're putting on your muscles to flex to go for the ball, to go through the air and the hoop, you know, size of the ball to the size of the hoop. You don't think about none of that. There's no mathematics involved when you pick up a basketball and throw it, because it's inner, it's all inside. It's what they call natural. All right? This is natural about being God. Some things you don't have to think about. You just do, because it's a part of who you are. You don't have to constantly figure out the mathematics and what kind of arch, you know. You get into geometry and you get into calculus. Everything is just by taking that ball, shooting at the hoop. You can go there with, or you can just pick the ball up and shoot it, man. You know what I mean? Because you got it like that, you know? And after you shoot the ball a couple of times, you'll know. You'll just know exactly how much pressure and force, what the arc's going to be like to put that ball in the hoop. You know? You understand what I'm saying? And it's the same way as you embark on this journey throughout the universe. There's a lot of things you just do. You just know how to do. You know? You think they're making spaceships or rockets and all that? You know? They're thinking about it a lot, but a lot of it they already know. They're just putting the math on what they already know how to do so that the next generation can realize what they're doing earlier than the first generation. It makes one generation move a little quicker than the last generation. That's what's going on right now. As we put stuff down, as we write stuff up, it's like your story. You're on a journey. You're living life. You have a story. If you write your story down for the children that's coming behind you, they can read your story and see the mistakes you made and say, oh, boy, I ain't even doing that one. You got that way from drinking alcohol, I'm going to leave that stuff alone. You got that way from smoking reefer, I'm going to leave that stuff alone. You got that way from snorting coke, I'm going to leave that alone. You got that way from shooting heroin in your arm? Oh, man, they ain't going to do that because I sure don't want to be like that. These are the lessons that the children learn when you put it in your book, okay? When you write your journey down. A journey is not for you. It's for the children coming behind you. Everybody has a very unique story. Everybody has a wonderful story. But you need to write your story down so that children coming behind you can move faster than you. You see, so the mistakes that you made at 15, 16, they're reading about them at 11 and 12. So they got all these mistakes. And they're reading about your enemies, the people that have been screwing you around. They're reading about those enemies, too. And so they're watching their back. Because there's two cultures, the rewatch your soul culture, and there's the dog eat dog culture, you know? So you have to be mindful, because if you get caught up in the dog eat dog culture, right? If you get caught up in the rewatch your soul culture, you're dealing with the rewatch your soul culture, and you're not mindful of the dog eat dog culture, you're going to get conquered, as they say. The thieves are going to come and take what you have, especially those prosperous, all right? That's how this thing works. So if you don't want the thieves to come and take what you have, then be mindful that the dog-eat-dog culture exists. You have to build up your military, put boots on the ground. You know, the church is really supposed to be your military. Quiet as it's kept, okay? But we'll get into that in another time, okay? let's break this particular passage down. You know? We're talking about a schoolmaster. See? Now, the next passage, Galatians 3:25, but after the faith has come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster. Uh-huh. Once you try it and get it, see, you don't have a master no more. You're not under the master. You become the master. You understand what I'm saying? You go so that you can stay under the teacher for the rest of your life. You go in, get what the teacher got, and you move on. You don't need the teacher no more. You don't need to be taught all the time. Once you get it, you got it, you move on, and you go out, and you begin to do. That's why it says, excuse me. That's why it says, the tree of life are the children, and you're supposed to eat out of what the tree of life produces. Well, don't say the tree of life children, but it said you're supposed to eat out of what the tree of life produces. So, and I'm telling you that the tree of life is your children. And if your children aren't producers, what happens to the society? Society shuts down because they're not producing enough to take care of your children. You know what I mean? If you're not producing enough to take care of your children, what you're doing? You're doing what's happening at the border in the United States. You're running to somebody else for some kind of protection and help because you, in your own country, excuse me, because in your own country, you don't know what's going on. You don't know how to build in your own country so that you can protect yourself. That's what's going on, okay? And a lot of people in this country, they realize that. That's why they're fighting over the Second Amendment. They do not want the federal government to take their weapons from them. Because if the federal government gets out of control, I'm talking about people. people running the federal government get out of control. All right? You got to, somebody got to be there to stop, you know? And no house should be without a weapon in it. I'm just saying, no house should be without a weapon. If somebody come in your, one of these doggy dog people come in your house and take what you got, what you going to do? By the time you call somebody else with a weapon, they done took their stuff, shot you, and then it shot you up and gone, you know? Let the guy walk in a doggone spa or walk in a sex place and start shooting the place up. Where the people, how come they didn't have no gun? They couldn't. They ain't had no weapons to shoot back at the guy. You see what I'm saying? So you got to do some thinking, you know? You got to be mindful that doggy dog people are here. And they will do things that's contrary to reality, because that's who they are. They're dog-eat-dog people, and they've embraced that particular culture. They don't have no problem if you're defenseless coming in, taking what you have, okay? As indigenous people on the planet, is that true? Sure, they can call themselves conquerors. I call them thieves. They're coming in, stealing the people's stuff because they can do that. Because the people there are trying to live a happy life without destroying each other. So they're not making big weapons to blow each other up. But the doggy dog people, they know they're coming to take your stuff. And they need better weapons than you got. So they constantly work on weapons, upgrading, making it better and better, more powerful. And if other countries, if other people don't keep up with the doggy dog people, okay, then that's what's going to happen. The dogs and all people are going to come again. Look at Hitler. And the treaty, they made it that the Germany couldn't have no more weapons. They couldn't build up no weapons. But Hitler said, hey, the heck with that. He put all his weapons together. And when he got enough weapons together, more than he thought everybody else had, what did he do? He started taking people's stuff because the people couldn't stop him. They didn't have a weapon. They had a weapon. He stopped him because while he building weapons, they building a peaceful society, making sure people got food and nice homes and nobody sleeping on the street. That's what they were doing while he was building weapons. And then when he came through and he took the land, what happened? People started sleeping on the street. People got hungry because he taking everything for himself and for his soldiers. Yeah? Which it tells you that's what they do in the Bible too. But I don't know. It seems to me that people don't really read the book for themselves. They get into the cult. You have to begin to read for yourself. You have to become your own leader. You have to lead yourself, okay? The schoolmaster, this is what this key is, that once you get the lessons, you do not need to be under the schoolmaster, all right? But after the faith has come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster. You had enough faith in what the teacher was teaching to go in and learn. But once you learn it, you don't need to be under the schoolmaster anymore. You need to become, because you are a master. All right? 26. So you are all children of God by faith in Christ. They say faith in Christ Jesus. All right? When I say faith, I just mean you have enough confidence in the teachers that are teaching you to try what they're saying. If you try what they're saying, because the teachers have proven this stuff to be a reality, and if you try what they're saying, it's going to amaze you at the outcome, all right? Well, if you try, stop being men and women, all right, and start being God. I'm using it as a neuter now. It could be male or female, all right? And start being God. And as you begin thinking like God, your whole vibration begins to change. Your frequency begins to change. And you'll be realizing what you can do and how much control you have over this meat suit that you're living in, okay? You have total control over this meat suit. You can make this meat suit do whatever you want because you are its master. You are its master. It's not yours. Don't let it drag you so far into the physical realm that you can't think beyond the physical. You know, you're eating the stuff that's killing you. I'm out. My daughter's taking me around. You know, we picking up things. You know where I'm coming from? We stop to get something to eat. I'm watching what she's eating. You know, the stuff she's eating is awful. And she offered me something to drink. I said, well, you offer me some diabetes, huh? Loaded with sugar. You know where I'm coming from? But that's how she eat, because she's eating. She's not eating for a why. She's eating because she's supposed to eat. And the drug dealers, right, they put us on a diet that will have us on drugs by the time we're 45 or 50. You know? Who the drug dealer? The pharmaceutical industry, man. The people that's making the pills. They're the drug dealers. You know? They're the real drug dealers. These guys selling a little coke and heroin on it. They're not really making the money. I'm telling you. The pharmaceutical industry, they the real drugs. They the big boys when it comes to drugs. The only reason why the drug people are getting locked up for the drugs is because they pushing through Congress to make some of this stuff illegal. Now, I don't know why they're making it illegal. It should all be legal. You know what I mean? They just have to teach the children better on how not to use this stuff. You see what I'm saying? Just like alcohol is legal. People use it in moderation, but nobody should be out here drinking alcohol. You don't need it. The meat suit don't need alcohol. Is not food. Liquor is not food, and they pushing it like, oh man, I need a drink. After that, that warrants a drink. I need a drink after this. Touch the glass. I need a drink. You know what I mean? What are they pushing you towards? What are they pushing you to be? You have to think about it. You know, you need a drink. Why do you need a depressant if you're depressed? It just makes you more depressed. You know what I mean? Alcohol is a depressant, people, in case you didn't know that. And if you're depressed and you take alcohol, it's going to make you more depressed. See, the more you move into your godhood, the more you flow, as Psalm 82 tells you that you're God, the more you flow as God, the more that Christ consciousness kicks in, the more you become Christ, the more the Elohim steps up, because as you are God, I am, once you realize that you are God, you know what I mean, and that there's no limit to what you can do. If you got a drug problem, okay, you can crack it yourself once you realize who you are. But if you're still thinking, oh, I'm just a man, you know, everybody, no man is perfect. That's what they tell you. Oh, nobody's perfect. These are some of the things they tell you, okay? Everybody is perfect, because when you make that mistake, you're supposed to learn from it, okay? Now, if you're making the same mistake over and over, then maybe you're not perfect. Perfection requires you to learn from your mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. So you were designed to make mistakes. That's how you learn. But you were also designed to learn from that mistake so you don't do it again. Right? You know, what they say, there's an old saying that they have out there, if you keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result, that's the mark of insanity. That's a crazy person, you know? Why you keep getting drunk, falling out of sleep, waking up all sick, headache and all that stuff, you know, and the next day, and it didn't solve the problems that you were drinking for. That's not how you stop. You don't solve a problem. The solution to your problem is not in the bottle. It ain't in there. It's in your brain. I mean, it's in your mind. If you allow the brain to, if you free the brain up from all this crazy stuff that you're doing to it, so they can receive the information from your mind. You'd be surprised at what God can do. God can overturn anything. There's no limit to God, but you have to step up and become God. I got this one guy on YouTube calling himself Nature Boy. He ran around no clothes, walking around silly, trying to live off the land. I mean, you know, he's putting himself back under nature. You don't want to put yourself under nature, you know, because you are above nature. You made nature. So if you put yourself under nature, you can't make no airplanes and jets and all that because man wasn't designed to fly. Like I tell people, you can go outside and flap your arms all day long. You ain't going nowhere. As a man, you can't fly because it goes against nature. Birds naturally can fly. Man can't naturally fly. God can fly, right? Egyptians knew they were gods. That's why they designed planes and have flights and dealing with the portals on top of the planets and all that stuff, you know? And you sitting here limiting yourself to what you can do based on what your thought process. Well, we're here with a wake-up call. We're waking you up. And it's in the book. That's why I love the Bible. It's in the book. But you have to know how to read the book, right? And these are some of the passages on page 20. Now, you can go through and read these passages yourself in the Toronto Church Secret Doctrine. But all the passages that I picked out are pushing you towards your Godhood, towards your Christ, towards your Elohim, okay? Everything is pushing you towards that, pushing you towards being the master, all right? See what I'm saying? But if faith after faith comes, that means we've tried it. We've tried what the teacher was saying. And once we try, we learn from it, and we are no longer under a schoolmaster. You don't have to be under a master because you become the master, okay? And then it says, Galatians 3:26, then it says, for you are all the children of God, okay? They say by faith, but that's the best spell. They put that spell on you, you know what I mean? But you are all the children of God. Hello? That means your parents were God. See what I'm saying? They want you into the mindset of being God, not thinking that there's a God out there that you can be under. You don't want to be under the schoolmaster no more. You don't want that mentality. You don't want that mindset. If you were created, that means you are less than and not equal to. And as long as you're thinking that you're less than and not equal to, somebody has to give you what you think that's more than you to you so that you can function. You know what I mean? I want to thank God for everything I got. You get off that couch and you go to work. You know what I mean? You can thank the God in the mirror for what you got. And you literally bring things into existence just by your thought. See, what you think about, you bring about, okay? Because that's how the universe works. The universe is responding to your thoughts. Think about this for a minute now. The universe is responding to your thoughts. If you're thinking about things, then things begin to fall into place. It's like a few days ago, printers ain't working. I couldn't even buy a dog on printer, right? Now I got printers everywhere. All my printers are working, fixed, ready to go. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm thinking about, and this is what's coming into existence, okay? I mean, the whole thing is actually amazing how everything works. And that's what we're telling. We're trying to get you into the thought process of how things work. That's what you need to do. You need to, I'm calling it the secret doctrine. It's really not a secret to those who have enough faith to try what I'm saying. Try being what you really are. Try being that God. And you'll see. Just see the difference, okay? And it tells you, Galatians 3:26, for you are all the children of God, all right? That's what it tells you. It says by faith in Christ Jesus. Well, when you hear the term faith, you know it's spelled. It means that you had enough confidence in the bringer of the information to try it. That's what I'm talking about, you know? To try it. And if you try it, you'll see. It works, all right? Now, everything is coming at you through action, reaction. That's how the universe works. It takes time for the universe to set things in motion that you're asking for. So you have to be sure that what you're asking for is what you want. Because when you switch up the thought process from what you want, something else begins to happen, okay? And then I have to start all over again, changing things around, manipulating things. Do you know how many actions that are taking place by 6.5 billion people to maneuver what you want into a reality? You know what I mean? You don't want to put the universe under that kind of pressure. You know, not that the universe can't handle it, but I'm just saying it just takes time, you know? So the sooner you realize what you want and going after it, the earlier you begin to get it. Okay, this is why some people achieve things before other people, because they know early what they want. Some people 90 years old and still don't know what they want, you know? They're trying to figure out what they want out of life, you know? So this is what we're talking about, okay? Now, this is Galatians 3:26. So you're all the children of God, okay? By faith in Christ Jesus. By trying what the man is saying. When they use the word faith, that means competent enough to try what they're talking about. Now, when they say faith in Jesus Christ, try what the man was talking about. Okay, he said you can do greater works than he did. That's what he said. That's what, since he didn't actually verify what they're saying and all that. You know, he didn't go through that. He didn't do a checkup on what they're talking about there, you know. But this is what they said he said. And the things that they said he said is absolutely amazing, you know. Now, it says this, for as many, and this is Galatians 3:27. For as many of you that have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. How do you put on Christ? I mean, you know, you have to think about the consciousness of the people that's writing it at the time. You know where I come from? Then they have a different language, so you have to break the language. Now, they use slang back then, too. They say one thing, and just like I said, oh, man, she was bad, boy. Well, they don't mean she was bad. I mean, she was good at what she was doing. You know what I'm saying? That's the slang. But somebody read that, oh, she was a bad person. You know? You have to, that's why they talk about context. You have to keep things in context with talking. What they're saying is that, well, many of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. What does baptize mean? That's a whole, man, I mean, they got, they've been drowning people. I don't know, I mean to laugh, but then they're drowning people. And, well, now you're being baptized, you know, you don't need to drown a person to baptize. They're talking about actually submersing the person in the teachings. That's what they're talking about. Okay, submerging the person in the teaching. They're not talking about drowning you, and then you wake up pure and holy. Hold on for a second. That's not what they're talking about. They're not talking about drowning you, and throw a little water on you, and you wake up holy. Right? Not what they're talking about, okay? They're talking about submerging you into teaching, into knowledge, into understanding. That's what they're talking about. I know some of this stuff sounds a little strange. You never heard some of this stuff before, but I'm running it by you. So if you have ears, you can hear what I'm saying. If you don't have ears, well, it's just going to, like Mama say, in one ear and out the other. You're not going to hear none of this. Okay, but we want you to get it. We want to wake you up. This is why we're here. Okay, this is what we come from. You've been waiting for Elohim to come. Okay, Elohim is here. Elohim is in your mirror. Okay, the God you're looking for to bring change to the planet, all you have to do is look in the mirror, and that God you're looking for is right there. Once you accept that and you decide that's what you want to bring change to the world so that the world can live better, and that we can protect ourselves against a dog eat dog on the street with no food, hungry and all that stuff, you know what I mean? All this stuff that's going on, people at our home, people running from one country to another, it's because of what the dog eat dog people. They're creating these problems out there. If they would leave these people alone in these countries, they wouldn't be running for something. Every country is equipped with everything they need, everything that people need. But the dog eat dog people are taking so much for themselves that they're not leaving stuff for other people. And it's still enough there, but they're blocking people's access. That's what they call racism. When you have something and you begin to block someone else's access to it because you don't want to share, that's what we're calling racism. That's the beginning of racism, because they justify what they're saying through race, through racism, okay? The king and queen, only the king and queen's children can rule the nation. Duh. You know what I'm saying? So that becomes a race, that family, that tribe, that's the king and queen. Well, that's a race that's, they become like a separate race almost. You know what I mean? It's how they consider themselves. Oh, well, you're not equal to me. I mean, duh. You know, the dog-eat-dog people taking your stuff. If they're a king and queen, what they're a king and queen of? What they're a king and queen of? If they didn't have gods to rule over, they wouldn't have the wealth that they have. They get their wealth from you. And how they get it, they're taking it. They're forcibly taking it, okay? It's like when this country first started. I don't want nobody paying the kind of taxes we're paying right now, you know? They put taxes in the books. They said it's going to put it in there for a little while. You check the history and put it in there for a year because they was trying to do something, but they never took it off. They never stopped taking the taxes. They just kept it on the book. You know, it's only supposed to have been there for a year. Those of you who know your history, you know what I'm talking about. They just kept it going, you know? And before you know it, you don't pay the taxes. What they do? They set their boots on the ground. They come and they'll lock you up, take what you have. You know what I mean? Because you don't pay something that you're not supposed to pay. They're breaking the rules. You know what I mean? They're breaking the rules and locking you up for following the rules. Same thing with driving. The cops do say you have a right to travel. Okay? You don't need driver's license. You don't need none of that stuff if you're exercising your right to travel. But go drive a car without tags and driver's license. They'll match the car, lock you up, all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And all you're doing is exercising your right to travel. You don't need a license to ride a bike. So what's the difference between a bike and a car? Or you put a motor on it and all of a sudden you have some kind of license? If you have to have permission from them to ride it, to exercise what's been given to you by the Constitution. You know what I mean? They're breaking the law and messing with you, forcing you to get a driver's license. You're not a driver. A driver is a person that's operating the vehicle for money. See what I'm saying? That's what a driver is. That's why the people that are driving buses need specific operating licenses, because they're operators. You know, they're operating a vehicle for money for the company. See, and when you're driving, if you as a driver is a person that's driving people around in their car for money. If you just exercise your right to travel, you don't need driver's license. You need none of that stuff. But tell that to the corporate police that's stopping you. Half of them don't even know. You know, half of them don't even know the rules. They don't even know the law. You know, that's why things are so crazy out there, you know, because they're not following the teachings. They're not following the laws themselves. Dog eat dog, crooks, okay? That's what I'm talking about, you know? Okay, so when we're talking about baptism, we're talking about those who have gotten the teaching, those who are learning, all right? That's what the baptism is all about. Now here in Galatians 3:28, this one I like, right? There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. where you are all one in Christ. Equality, that's what he's talking about. Equality. No racism, no sexism, none of that. But you're all one. This is what this society is bringing to you. A society of oneness without leadership. We're following the rules. Who's making up the rules? You are. We're making up the rules, and we follow the rules that we make up. That's what's going on. So we're becoming we're a society of law. That's what we are. Not a society of leadership, looking for somebody to, you know, follow them around where they're getting all the more money, and you can barely teach family. It's not what we're talking about. See what I'm saying? This is on page 20. I just went through one page. I just went through page 20 with you. Bring you into becoming a Christ. That's what we're talking about. Doing greater works than what Yahshua did. That's what we're talking about. Being humble like Yahshua was. That's what we're talking about. Carrying power as he was carrying power. That's what we're talking about. These are things, okay? This is who you are. This is what you are. This is what you can do. Now, the old thing, y'all want to say it. I am what, when talking about the Bible, I am who I say it is, say I am, and I can do what it says I can do. But he don't tell you really what it says you can do, and he don't tell you who you are. you understand what I'm saying? The whole thing is kind of interesting, okay? So we're going in. it's that time of night, so we're going to close out. And we'll be back here tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wednesday. We're talking about politics. Maybe we'll even talk about Donald Trump tomorrow. Who knows? So we'll see where we're going with tomorrow. But tomorrow's politics. And I'd like to have more feedback on the line. So when you call in, I have some questions for them. I'll do some studying. You know? I do try to answer all the questions before you ask. I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of it. So all energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will read what I have shown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. And let it be written, then let it be done. Okay? Okay. Well, we're going to chime out now. I remember, love is an act that goes through good. This is your brother Elohim. And we're trying to wake you up. That's all we're trying to do. We're not trying to be your master. We're trying to get you out from under the master, right? We're trying to wake you up. We're trying to shake you, wake you up, get you out of the matrix, get you outside the box, you know? Now, they do everything to keep you inside the box. In fact, when he was little, he used to make a little toy. He'd turn the handle, and then the thing jump out the box. Get the heck out of you when you're small, you know? They don't want you outside the box. You know what I'm saying? They make little toys to make sure you're inside the box. They don't want you outside the line. Color inside the line. They don't want you to go outside the line, okay? They want you to follow in what they're saying. They're looking for followers. They're looking for slaves, okay? They're not looking for masters, okay? With that, we will chit-chat with you tomorrow. It's Elohim Five Tribes. The tribes are black, brown, red, yellow, and white people. Okay, that's what we're talking about when we talk about tribes. All right? So, remember, love is an act that makes us feel good. Go have a feel good day. Much love.